and welcome to the Swamp Swami Sports Podcast. Today we're talking the good, the bad, and the Dallas Cowboys. I waited a couple of days after the Dallas Cowboys lost to the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday afternoon in order to discuss this story. Sometimes it's best to let the information trickle out after the game ends prior to forming your last opinion. As someone who grew up in northwestern Louisiana, we were shown the Dallas Cowboys football games on television exclusively until the New Orleans Saints started to play back in 1967. Yes, I'm that old. By this time, the Dallas Cowboys had improved enough to be a top contender to the Green Bay Packers, and the local fans were definitely more pro-Cowboys, but not necessarily anti the fledgling New Orleans Saints. But not for me. From the first game played at Tulane Stadium, I was firmly in the who-dat New Orleans Saints side and loudly grumbled when the local television station frequently opted to televise a Dallas Cowboys football game instead of my New Orleans Saints when the two teams were playing football at the same starting time. In that 1967 initial season, which saw the startup Saints go just 3-11, the Dallas Cowboys saddled up and rode north to Green Bay to play in one of the greatest championship football games in pro football history. The 1967 Ice Bowl game was a rematch of the 1966 championship game between Dallas and Green Bay, which had been played in the Dallas Cotton Bowl the year before. Green Bay had won that game 34-27 and advanced to play in and win the first ever Super Bowl game against the American Football League champion Kansas City Chiefs. Revenge was definitely in the minds of the Dallas Cowboys and their faithful fans in 1967. That NFL championship game rematch was played on the frozen tundra of Green Bay's Lambeau Field, with an actual game time temperature of minus 10 degrees and a wind chill in the minus 30s. The game was a test of will and survival for the teams, the officials, and the 50,000 frozen fans in attendance. Packers Hall of Fame quarterback Bart Starr found his way into the end zone with just 13 seconds, no timeouts left in the game on a one-yard quarterback sneak. That play gave the Packers a 21-17 win over the Cowboys again and a return trip to the second Super Bowl game, which was also won by Green Bay. Millions of Dallas Cowboy fans across America were literally stunned. I know that many of my elementary school friends were crying out on the playground during recess that Monday. That loss hurt them that badly. But as for me, I still remember the game for its frigid cold weather and that gutsy call by Green Bay to try a quarterback sneak on an icy field with no timeouts left in the game. No timeouts, quarterback, where have I heard that one recently? Though the Dallas Cowboys would go on to win 5 Super Bowls in 1971, 77, 1992, and 93, and then again in 1995, the fans of this NFL franchise have definitely seen their share of good times, bad times, and some downright ugly ones too. Since appearing in that 1995 Super Bowl game, it's been 26 years since the Dallas Cowboys had been back to the season-ending game. Well, let's make that 27 now. Just like in 1967, this Monday found Dallas Cowboys fans around the country, young and old, crying about how their favorite football team had found yet another way to lose in the playoffs. Sunday afternoon, the 12-5 Dallas Cowboys hosted the 10-7 San Francisco 49ers in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Dallas was considered a 3.5-point home favorite against San Francisco, which had to win its final game of the regular season against NFC West champion Los Angeles Rams just to reach the postseason. Well, the 49ers jumped on Dallas early and easily led 16-7 at the half. Mixing a tough running game and some short passes from their error-prone quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, the score might have been even more lopsided at the half. The 49ers' defense was shredding the formerly formidable Dallas Cowboys offensive line. They frequently were in the face of Dallas quarterback, Sack Prescott, on Sunday. He was pinned 5 times on the day. Midway through the third quarter, San Francisco added one more touchdown and made the score 23-7. This game, though, was being played in Texas, and nearly 100,000 screaming Dallas Cowboys fans were not going to allow their beloved football team with the blue star on the helmet to wave the white flag at this point in the game. Nope, the Dallas Cowboys would finally find their footing in a decisive fourth quarter, and what a quarter it was. After their first drive stalled, the Cowboys kicked a 51-yard field goal to narrow the margin to 23-10. Two more touchdowns and this game would be theirs, said the fans as they roared their approval. Next, the 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo did his Jimmy turnover imitation once again as he wildly overthrew a wide receiver and the ball was intercepted by Dallas. Just five plays later, Dallas would punch it in for a touchdown and make the score now 23-17 with 8 minutes to go in this game. A thunderous approval once again rocked Jerry World as Dallas was now within 6 points of advancing to the second round of the NFL playoffs. From this point, it became literally a comedy of errors as San Francisco would control the ball but then punt. Dallas got the ball but failed to convert on fourth down and handed it back over to the 49ers with just 2 minutes left. After what looked to be an apparent game-clinching first down by San Francisco, the officials reviewed the play and ruled that the runner was short by about the width of a human hair. It was that close. The 49ers punted the ball into the Dallas end zone and left the Dallas Cowboys with just 32 seconds left on the clock and no timeouts remaining. The home crowd and millions of Cowboys fans watching at home prayed for a miracle to rescue their favorite football team. You need to buy some stock in some carpeting companies this week as there are countless living room rugs across America which need replacing. Fans for both football teams were probably frantically pacing up and back and forth during the Sunday final decisive quarter. Cowboys quarterback Dak, $40 million per year, Prescott, coolly connected on some short passes to wide receivers who then quickly scampered out of bounds to protect the remaining time on the clock. Dallas quickly found itself on the San Francisco 40-yard line with just 14 seconds to go in the game. Now, I figured that Dallas would try a couple of Hail Mary-type throws toward the end zone and hope for either a touchdown catch or a pass interference penalty and give Dallas a closer shot at a touchdown. Instead, Dak Prescott ran a quarterback draw right up the middle of the field for about 15 yards to the San Francisco 25-yard line. The final 14 seconds of the game time tick, tick, ticked on down as Dallas wide receivers and linemen scurried up to the line of scrimmage in order to get set for one final play. Though Dallas Cowboy players, coaches, and fans howled in disapproval that the NFL official in charge of spotting the football might have cost the team less than 1 second, the game would end before Dallas could run a final play. There would be no miracle ending for Dallas fans, but San Francisco fans let out a huge exhale. Woo! The final score? San Francisco 23 and Dallas 17. Objective observers like me would say that the game's final play was the fault of the Dallas coaching staff and or the quarterback, Dak Prescott, for running the football too far downfield with just 14 seconds left on the clock. He never looked as if he was trying to run toward the sidelines either. So let's pretend that the officials admitted that they erred and awarded Dallas with one last play. There was still no guarantee that the Cowboys would have scored a touchdown and won this game. I can hear Dallas Cowboy fans saying, au contraire, you give us that one play and let's go find out. Yeah! Touche, Cowboy fans. The Dallas Cowboys, though, play in the worst division in the NFL. The NFC East features the woeful New York Giants, who finished 4-13, the Washington football team, who finished 7-10, and the Philadelphia Eagles, who at 9-8, edged the New Orleans Saints for that final playoff spot and then lost badly to Tampa Bay earlier in the day on Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys went 6-0 against this weak NFC East competition en route to a 12-5 regular season record. But with the loss on Sunday, that also means that Dallas went 6-6 against all other teams from outside of their own division. This season, Dallas improved from last year's 6-10 record to 12-5, and much of that credit goes to an improving Dallas defense, which was immeasurably better than the 2020 team. Meanwhile, the Dallas offense logged an awful lot of points, especially against those NFC East foes, as they finished number one in the NFC in 2021. However, the Dallas Cowboys also led the entire NFL in penalties, both at home and on the road. And it happened again Sunday during the playoff game. This indicates a lack of team discipline, and that issue falls on both the players and the coaching staff. In summary, this year's Dallas Cowboys were just not as good as that record would indicate.
Yeah, some cowboy wins were good. Some of the losses were bad. But Sunday's home playoff loss to San Francisco, it was downright ugly. He's Swamp Swami. Come back and see him.